Good day and welcome to the big interview. With football having been off of our screens since March, one has to wonder how the league stars are keeping physically fit and mentally sharp. We know that they are training from home, but how does that compare to regular season regimens? And with government guidelines keeping us all inside the house, how are PSL players staying sane and finding ways to have fun? We've got BidBest Vits star Cole Alexander on the line to discuss life in quarantine, the SLTV Lockdown League, and all things football. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
I wanted to ask you to take me through a day of training at home and what that's like compared to, you know, the usual schedule during the season.
Yeah, no, it's a big difference, but I think the longer the route, the lockdown went on, the more the routine, you know, kind of stick. So by now I have my routine that's been working for me, and I mean, normally in the morning we're trying to rush the traffic, dodge the traffic and then get to training and all those things. But now, I mean, now in the morning we need to now adapt to our own training routines and stuff. So, I mean, that the running that when the level 4 came, it's helping much more better than before. And, yeah, just my routine now is just, you know, waking up and doing a good minimum 5K run. So, and then doing some exercises, bodyweight exercises, and then also you know, just blocking out some 1 to 3 hours of my morning from no distraction, just working on myself, yeah, and my personal development, and then also putting in some of my studies that which I neglected during the season. So now, you know, I have more time to work on my studies, and I've also taken up two or so courses that I've been doing. So yeah, really actually using my time to benefit myself also, yeah, and growing this time as well.
One thing that I always wonder is, I guess the biggest aspect that you're missing out on is training the tactics alongside your fellow teammates. So how does that work? Do you guys have take home tapes that you watch, and how do your coaches communicate that with you?
I'm not doing much of that, to be honest, but what the coaches are doing is so in our WhatsApp group, They are sending clips, you know, of our games, you know, where we are positioning and where we could have improved and what decisions we made, where we could have done better, and also things that we did do good. They posted probably like 20, 30 second clips, and we will see it, and, you know, I mean, it helps to know that, okay, we could have done this better. So we are analyzing our games, our previous games, and so on. So that's helping. But yeah, there's not so much of the technical side of things that we can do in this time, but we are having Zoom sessions where we are getting together, and I mean that's really enjoyable because we do spend time with our teammates and so, and we have a good laugh. So but yeah, still it's not the same as training out.
Yeah, I can imagine. One of the other things is, how difficult has it been to maintain diet? Because, you know, sure, when you're at home a lot, the temptation, I'm sure, is strong.
That's the one thing I'm trying to get into. I mean, yeah, it's been a battle for me, and I am training regularly and stuff, and now, you know, I'm picking up weight. So I've picked up about 2 kilograms since being at home. So now I'm questioning, is it my diet, you know, or is it me picking up muscle, you know, muscle weighs more than fat, you know, so that goes through my mind. So, but I definitely want to try and improve more on my eating habits. Yeah. It's been tough. I mean, because we just home. So even with my routine here at home, I'm done at about just before 12 with my studies and my exercises. And then I'm all there, I'm just, you know, Netflixing, watching TV, and you look for that snack, you know.
Yeah.
You look for that something, you know, to nibble, and that's what I'm trying to do less of. I prefer out of sight, out of mind. But I think that's a, you also like, you know, to have some snacks around and have a sweet tooth. But I ask her, you know, to if she do have, she must try and hide it from me. But yo, night and she's sleeping and then I'll search all the cupboards and that snacks and she hide it. So that is a tough one for me. I must admit I think it's the second phase that I am overindulging and definitely have to cut down on that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. It's a blessing and a curse being at home. I heard an athlete say actually because of the lockdown, it kind of feels like they've retired for a little bit. Is that kind of how you feel in terms of getting to spend extra time with the family? I'm sure it's great, but you know the lack of being on the field must feel like it's like I've called it quits or something.
Yeah, that is a big part. I think as a footballer, that's what we miss, you know, just that training, you know, and it shows us also how blessed we are, how lucky we are, you know, to be in football, to earn, to have a living through football, you know. It's such a joy to do what we love and earn money from it. And now it's been taken away for a while, you know, and I think if we can look at it that way as, it's been taken away for this while, you know, when we do get back, what can we do to prolong our careers, to make it last even longer? Because we got a taste of what it feels like to be away from us, you know, and I'm sure most players can say, you know, it's not a nice feeling, you know, they don't want to be away from the game and so on. So now how can we try and stay long in the game, you know, and that comes from working more on ourselves and putting extra stress in to get better deals and perform better. So all those things. So I think, I think we can take the positives away from the lockdown also.
Now let's quickly skip over to the lockdown league. So episode or match one came out on YouTube on the Soccer La Duma page. So let's chat about that because it's quite a fun little thing that we've put together. How long have you been playing FIFA for?
Yeah, since PlayStation 1 or both.
Oh, since PS1 even.
PS1, yeah. I'm a big FIFA guy. I love FIFA.
And apart from Gordinho, who have you played against who's in the lockdown league? I saw there's Riyad Peterson, there's Wade van Niekerk, I think Tabang Monare is in there. Have you played against any of these guys?
So my first game was against Gordinho, and I'm waiting on the next game. So I haven't played in the league against another guy yet, another player. But I have tasted some of the guys, you know, on online friendlies like Lila Kay. I've played against, who else did I play against? Against Riyad Peterson. Who else is there? Wade Joester, we played a match against. So yeah, I have kind of tasted some of the guys and, you know, I've been doing, you know, because I want to win this competition. I've played against Monario, or not played against him, but I've seen him play already. And so it's decent competition there.
For sure.
The guy I'm afraid of, I'm happy he's not there. He's Jamie Webber. I see he's not in a tournament. He's the guy that gave me a good hiding. Yeah.
That's SuperSport United's Jamie, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm happy he's not there.
maybe we'll put together a lockdown Champions League and invite him there. But I saw you got off to a winning start, though, against Gordinho there.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, I like it when someone chirps. He chirped me a lot, you know, before the game. He was boasting and going on with me. And I don't know if you saw the match, but the second match, I was leading like 6-0 in the first 50 minutes or so, and scored the game. Yeah, so you know I like that feeling, you know, just to hammer him, especially when it's just. So, but now overall, like, it's fun. It's a nice way of bonding and so on. Yeah, so I'm enjoying it. Yeah,
and it's a solid distraction, I'm sure. And I wanted to ask, you know. We're going to find out the plans for the league soon. SAFA and the PSL have said they've got a task force ready. You know, when everything gets the clear, how long do you think it'll take, judging by your own fitness levels and maybe how you've experienced pre-seasons before? How long do you think it'll take before everyone's ready to actually play competitively again?
And without the first pre-season, it's so tough. I mean, we train like 2 to 3 sessions a day in pre-season and we go hard. I mean, now we moderate to a bit of a high intensity training here at home. I think if I looked at the Bundesliga, I think they got about 2 to 3 weeks before they started playing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that for us can be enough also if we just are professional and responsible here at home, as in how we look after our bodies and how we keep trying to stay fit, you know. And then I don't think we're that far behind if all the guys have been putting in the work regularly and adapting to the circumstances and then also not picking up too much weight and so on, yeah. Then I think about 2 to 3 weeks would be good for us to have a go, yeah, and maybe in those 2 to 3 weeks preparation, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 friendlies also thrown in there, and then we're ready, yeah.
For sure. And, you know, you mentioned the Bundesliga. I don't know if you, technically speaking, I maybe shouldn't be talking about watching it in South Africa because we don't have, SuperSport doesn't have it. So all of us who watched it were doing illegal things. But have you chosen a team to support that side?
I barely watch the Bundesliga, but just because I haven't seen much live football in a while, so I just, you know, same as you, went to go watch that illegal link. Yeah. So I've watched the game of was it Bayern Munich and Berlin Union? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that the team that you back to win?
I haven't been following it regularly, but just, you know, judging from that game, you know, I could see that the Bayern Munich that I've seen before, you know, they made so much. There were some good patches, in my opinion, of the game, but also, you know, they've lost a lot of balls, you know, unnecessary balls, which don't happen too often in such leagues, you know. So I can see they're not on top of their game as yet also, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And what did you make of the, you know, football without the fans in the stadium? A lot of journalists said it was kind of strange. What was the atmosphere like to you when you were watching?
Yeah, I actually thought about that also, and I think most players also get a kick out of fans cheering for them, and now we can see how important fans are. It was different to watching a real game because just that, I think I felt a bit bored also watching it then. And just hearing the players talking to each other. It's like a training match, actually. And I think the fans make such a huge difference in football. And it can get players going. So players must actually really be mentally strong to try and not to let the empty stadiums get us down. Not, you know, want to perform at our best, yeah.
For sure.
But I can see there's definitely there is a difference of the fans not being there. The fans definitely make a little difference and bring so much more enthusiasm into watching your game. Yeah.
Agreed. Lastly, before we wrap up, I'm sure you've thought a lot about the last bit of the season. If the PSL does come back, what are your personal goals and targets should the league return?
If you look at the of the league, we're not out of the race yet, and you know I believe in our team, and we had important games to play. Two of them was against Chiefs, against Pirates. I think we had a game in the semifinals of the Nedbank, also against Sundowns. So we had big fixtures coming up, yeah. And I think if we are responsible and true professionals in lockdown, you know, to try and set goals towards those fixtures coming up, you know, and work extra hard in this time of lockdown. That's why I say whatever teams puts the most, you know, that's the best responsible, puts the most working and works on that on wherever they can, yeah, in lockdown. That's going to be the team to take the league and do the best after this lockdown, yeah.
Thank you very much, Cole Alexander, for joining me, and all the best during lockdown.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, man.
And that is how we wrap up the big interview for today. A big thank you to Cole Alexander of Bidvest Wits. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest football news. And make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play. And you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day. Sokala Duma Radio.